For two decades now, and boy, it's hard to believe it's been that long, there has been a royalty of reading over at Kalifansky Elementary School, the home of the mighty caribou. Thanks to Gloria Sweeney and a couple of her colleagues, created a program called Reading is Great in Summer. RIGS is the popular acronym. And every year, a royal king or queen who reads the most is crowned. And I'm talking this year with person who stepped in to take care of Gloria's retirement, and that's Darcy Marco. And Darcy, this is a fun program.
It is a lot of fun. The kids get excited, the adults get excited, the community gets excited.
And of course, the idea is not only to get the kids excited, but to really help academically with remediation so that when they come back, they don't lose the reading skills that they had before taking summer vacation. Now, with all of the pandemic that we've been going through, I suppose this has been even more important than ever before.
Absolutely. They call it the summer slide, as you know, and we want to stop that as much as we can. The kids work so hard during the school year, and we want them to keep up their reading over the summer so they don't fall backwards when they come back in the fall. And with the pandemic, we also were concerned that we would be having more holes or more regression. But we're really proud to say that this year, even with the pandemic and considering lower enrollment last year, we still had 100 great readers this year.
That is fantastic. And the total minutes that were read, I mean, over the last 20 years, it's gone up, it's gone down, and sometimes even the teachers have participated. But where did we stand this year?
This year, we had 245,372 minutes.
And how did that compare to other years?
Again, up and down, a little bit down from perhaps the last couple of years just because of lower enrollment, but still reading hard and reading fast.
Okay, now the principal over here at the home of the caribous is?
Janae Van Slyke.
Janae, you look young enough to be a student here yourself, but I guess the years happened. But when you stepped into a school that had this type of a program going on, how did that make you feel?
I am just so proud of the RIGS program and what we have going on in our school, and that it excites students and our teachers to focus on reading.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, and that is to hear from His Royal Highness himself, Rowdy. What grade are you in, Rowdy?
Third.
And how long have you been participating in the RIGS program?
I'm not sure.
Have you done it before? Or was this was your first year?
Yep.
Okay, and how many minutes did you read?
9,000.
9,000 divided by 60, that equals how many hours to each?
900 divided by 60? Oh, boy, it's Friday afternoon.
That's the hard question. I'm not supposed to ask that question, am I? What books did you read?
Harry Potter.
Oh, that must have, with that many thousand hours, that must have been a lot of the Harry Potter series. Is that your favorite books?
Yep.
And does reading kind of stimulate your imagination? Do you make a picture in your mind when you're reading that story? Can you actually see Harry and flying around on his Nimbus 2000?
Yes.
Great. And has it helped you learn how to read? Do you read faster now? Do you read more?
Yes.
Do you like reading?
Yes.
And do you make pictures in your mind when you're reading? Does it kind of tell the story?
Yes.
Do you encourage your other kids to? And yes, you're not limited to yes or no answers. You know, you can elaborate it if you like. Your other students, now I guess they are the lesser students of the king, but since you were made king, do you help them read as well?
Yes.
And are you going to enter the contest next year?
Yes.
Have you got brothers or sisters?
Yes.
What are their names?
Bash.
Bash?
Mm-hmm.
So we got Bash and Rowdy.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a fun family.
Mm-hmm.
And there you have the 20th anniversary King of Reading over at K Beach Elementary School. I'm Merle Sikorsky with our principal and our teacher having a lot of fun. And, oh, thanks to Rotary, who makes the T-shirts and those things all available.
Yes, we could not do RIGS without our community support from Soldotna Rotary and Marathon. Thank you so much. Again, we couldn't do it without you. Thank you.
We go way back to when it was Tesoro when we first started, right? Okay, and next year we're hoping that we're going to be able to be here at the assembly and shake these kids' hands and meet all of the kids again and kind of get back to normal, right?
That would be fantastic.
I'm Merle Sikorsky, along with the King of Reading, returning you to that well-read sound of KSRM.